Good evening, I'm Jill Burke. You're watching or listening to Running. Tonight we are speaking with statewide candidates for either the State House or the State Senate. We will resume right now with District 8, District 19. But first I want to mention that we skipped over District 17 earlier. That is Anna Faircloth's seat. She's the current Republican representative incumbent. She declined to show this evening, but we did not forget that race. Moving on to State House seat 19 for Anchorage, we have Pete Peterson, who is the Democratic incumbent. He is running unopposed for the primary. And Mr. Peterson, why don't you, I'll give you about a minute or so to introduce yourself, and then I'll ask you some questions.
Okay, thanks, Jill. Well, I'm Representative Pete Peterson. I was elected for the first time 2 years ago. I'm a member of the House Energy Committee, and we've made a lot of progress developing a statewide energy plan that we're hoping will help keep energy prices stable in Alaska and also develop our renewable energy resources. I'm also serving as a member of the Transportation Committee, and we've been working on plans to resurface some important streets in East Anchorage. Muldoon is being worked on this year, and DeBar Road is projected to be resurfaced totally from Lake Otis Court to Muldoon next year. And it's important, I think, that transportation in East Anchorage be improved, because the roads there had been neglected for quite some time.
What do you perceive as the top transportation need in Anchorage, or what would be your top capital project, something you'd be willing to spend money on within your district?
Well, since we already have money for DeBar to be resurfaced next year, I think the next transportation need is going to be rebuilding the overpass at Muldoon Road, where it goes over the Glen Highway. This was the first overpass that was built in Anchorage, as I've been told, and I found out from a truck driver this year when I was with the Transportation Committee. We went up and took a drive down the Dalton Highway, and they were telling me that they have to drive completely around the city of Anchorage, take Tudor Road to get the exit onto the Glen Highway, because the overpass is actually too short for quite a few of the trucks. And now, since the new shopping center has been built where Target is, and the new theaters over there, there's much more traffic than there used to be. And it's very difficult for people coming home in the evening from downtown to actually be able to exit onto Muldoon Road off the Glen Highway. Traffic's being backed up clear out into the traffic. And I think there's potential for accidents there.
You mentioned renewable energy, alternative energy that the state is investing in. What's your assessment of some of the successes on that front, and perhaps some of the failures, ways that money could have been spent better to spurn that area of energy development?
Well, of course, we've been talking about building the Susitna Dam project for many, many years, and there was actually money in the capital budget to continue studying, develop that project. I actually think maybe that if we are going to do a hydro project, that Chacachamna looks favorable to me. It would cost a little less money, and I believe there would be less environmental problems, and it would disrupt fisheries a little less, I believe. And as a matter of fact, I think it would cause no problems with the fisheries.
What's your vision for the future of the state in terms of the blend between petroleum, power generation, and alternative energy generating power for communities statewide?
Well, I think we have an opportunity in Alaska to develop our renewable energy resources. We have more potential than any state in the union, and I think it's important that we continue to try to develop some new types of energy, like wave energy or in-river hydro that they've been experimenting with up along the Yukon River. We have a lot of potential, and actually at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, they have an energy research center there, and they are looking into seeing which projects are going to work best here in Alaska. And I think it's important that we keep using our universities and try to develop some new technologies that work here that we might be able to sell that technology to other places around the world.
Let me just ask you briefly, we have a little bit of time left. Property tax relief is one area that you've also pushed in the past. What would you do to bring property taxes down, but also ensure there's enough revenue being generated to fund government services?
Well, I actually introduced a bill that would raise the individual property tax exemption from $20,000 to $50,000 here in the Anchorage municipality. And we have revenue sharing money that the state of Alaska gives to municipalities around the state each year. And the money that we have been giving to the municipality could be used to offset the lowering of property taxes if the assembly and the mayor chose to use it for that.
Okay, we are out of time, so you have 1 minute to offer a closing statement if you would like.
Okay, thanks, Jill. I'm Representative Pete Peterson, and I moved to Anchorage 29 years ago because of all the opportunities Alaska had to offer. I'm running for re-election because I want to ensure that everyone still has an equal chance at those opportunities. Alaskans should not have to pay the highest gasoline prices in the nation. That's why I've led the fight to stop gas price gouging. Also, as a member of the House Energy Committee, myself and experts from across the state wrote an energy policy to help develop our renewable energy resources and keep energy prices stable. Now, I've been campaigning door to door across the district, and I've met many people, but many times they're not home, and so if you'd like to get more information about my campaign, please go to my website, petepeterson.net. And I'm Pete Peterson, and I'm on your side.
All right, thank you, sir. That is Pete Peterson, the Democratic incumbent for House District 19 here in Anchorage. He is going to be challenged this year by Gabriel Ledoux, who is a Republican out of Anchorage, formerly of Kodiak, and she is running unopposed for the Republican nomination in that seat. Ms. Ledoux, I'd like to give you about a minute to introduce yourself, and then we'll have a conversation.
Well, thank you very much, Jill. I'm running for office because here in East Anchorage, because I'm absolutely excited about East Anchorage, Muldoon. I think it's a great place to work, a great place to raise a family. I'm a former borough mayor out of Kodiak. I'm a former two-term House of Representatives. I've chaired committees in the legislature already. I've got the experience, I've got the ability to hit the ground running on day one, and I'm so excited about this district. I've been door-to-door, and it is such a diverse district. It's culturally diverse, it's economically diverse, it's ethnically diverse. You never know when you're knocking on somebody's door what the person that you're going to meet, and it's so exciting, and I love the place.
So how'd you choose the relocation? Why Kodiak to Anchorage?
Well, I've got a son who has Asperger's syndrome. So I had to stay in Anchorage in order to help him get the services that he needed. And I chose East Anchorage because I had friends who were living in the area that I'd stayed with for a while, and I liked the place.
Okay. One of the issues you've brought up is the permanent fund dividend and not tapping it for anything other than dividends. How do you see that playing out in the future? In the event that we really do have declining revenues and people see that as a legitimate option to help perhaps solve some of the budget shortfalls?
Well, quite frankly, I can't imagine a situation where people would consider that a legitimate option. I certainly don't consider it a legitimate option. I would cut things before I would touch the permanent fund dividend. I'm absolutely adamant about keeping that dividend. That's the people's money, and it's there for them to spend.
What services exist now would you cut, would be at the top of your list for shaving in the event that you needed to make those choices?
All right. Well, I'm going to give you an example. For example, the legislature this year on April 15th, Tax Day, actually passed a law increasing the salaries of high-level executive positions. This was on the day that most of us have to pay our taxes, and the salaries of high-level officials were increased to the tune of, I think it was 10, 15 million bucks. There is things there that can be cut.
Okay. What's your assessment of the natural gas pipeline project at this point? Is it working, not working? Do you expect it to be successful, and what are the big hurdles?
Well, I'm hoping for success, but it doesn't appear as if the open season and AGIA has worked really well. So we're going to get the results of that shortly, but it doesn't appear that that's going to be happening in the near future. But it's something that I certainly want to be working on, and assuming that AGIA has not worked, then we turn the page and go on to something else.
Should you find yourself in Juneau, what would you do to get that process working better in your estimation? What would be the top priorities?
The top priorities would be creating an atmosphere in which private enterprise can build that pipeline. And that would be through streamlining the permitting process and through the tax system. I mean, the state can't do everything. The state has to create the atmosphere in which the private enterprise can take over.
Education is another area that you have pushed as a big issue, including dropout rates. What would you do to see those reduced?
Well, actually, now I'm on the board of an organization called Bridge Builders, and there is something in the budget this year. It was put in to the budget in which $100,000 was given to the school district to work with Bridge Builders. It's an experimental program in which members of the various ethnic communities work with the parents of kids who are potential dropouts. And Bridge Builders developed this program, and we're going to be trying to implement it along with the school district this coming year.
Okay, we're out of time, so you have 1 minute to provide a closing statement.
Okay, thank you. I'm running for office, as I said before, because I love East Anchorage. I love Muldoon. I think it is a great place to work and to raise a family. But I think that we can make it even better. We can work to reduce crime. We can work to attract new, diverse, higher-wage jobs. We can work to assure that our district schools have the necessary resources and prepare our children for the jobs of the future. As I said before, I'm a former two-term state legislator. I'm a former borough mayor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a small business person. I understand the complexities of the issues, and I've got the ability to affect meaningful changes. I'm the common sense conservative for this district, and I would appreciate your vote in November. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabrielle Ledoux, running as the Republican unopposed candidate for State House 19 in Anchorage for the primary.